You're listening to Moon Monkey with Matt and Andrew. On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about Logan Lucky.
So it's directed by Steven Soderbergh, and this is him coming out of retirement. He's not been doing movies for a while, and this is his comeback.
Getting back on the horse.
He's getting back on the horse. You never forget. It's like riding a bike. Or a horse. Or doing a heist movie, because he's done loads of heist movies before. He's retiring with a heist movie.
Yeah.
So it's set in North Carolina, and it sees two brothers planning this heist, and the main character is played by Channing Tatum. He works at the NASCAR track, but he loses his job because he has a limp, and for health and safety reasons they let him go. And you see he's got an ex-wife, and he's got a young daughter who he really loves a lot, and they're moving away, and so he needs a lot of money. You think to maybe like, because he's like, I'm going
to
get a lawyer.
To get visitation rights to see his daughter, who's now living with the ex-wife and a new partner and his two sons
and their family. They're planning on moving away, so he doesn't want them to move away. Yeah. So that's kind of what you're...
That's his motivation for what happened.
And he teams up with his brother, who's played by Adam Driver, who's missing a hand because of the Iraq War, to help him pull off this heist. But they also need an explosives guy, so they get...
They get
bleach blonde Daniel Craig, Joe Bang, and the movie essentially is just a heist movie set in North Carolina.
Yeah, just a heist movie. The first part of the movie, like, it takes a while for them to get to the heist. They do spend quite a lot of time building character with Jimmy Logan, with Channing Tatum, Adam Driver. They do quite a bit to build their relationship and show you why Channing Tatum's gonna pull off this job. It is also explained that he's done bank jobs before, or at least robberies before. You don't find out too much about the details of what he's done, but you get the suggestion that he's done it before, because I think his brother says something to him about doing it again, or something like that. You get the idea that this isn't the first time they've done something like this, but he has been trying to go straight, because I think that's why he's working in construction on this NASCAR stadium. And so essentially their heist idea is to try and take the money from the NASCAR stadium, which is a lot of money, especially on like a big race day.
But they planned on to go on the smallest race day of the year, but it didn't quite work out like that. They weren't aiming really big, they were just like, we just want enough.
No, and but then it got rescheduled.
They have to reschedule it for various reasons, and it turns out it's on the biggest event of the year.
Yeah.
So there's going to be, all the police are going to be there, the stadium's going to be full, it's going to be really busy, and it's going to make it even harder.
And as well as the heist, they also have to break Joe Bang out of prison, because they go to ask him if he'll help them, and he says, yeah, I still have 9 months or whatever left on this sentence.
Yeah.
So as well as the heist before that, they have to break him out and get him back into the prison, all while doing the heist. So it's kind of that classic crime caper. The main issue, I guess, that I had with the film is, from the trailers, it wasn't what I expected going into the film. I expected a lot more rapid-fire comedy and perhaps more slapstick comedy, which there are moments of that, but it was much more sort of a fairly slow-moving family drama with kind of hints of comedy, rather than just the out-and-out kind of laughs that I was expecting.
Yeah, I mean, it's from the trailer as well, you kind of expect it to be this very kind of goofy brothers trying to take this heist forward and get all this money. Because they appear like they're really stupid and they're unlucky and they're poor. And one's got a missing hand, one's got a limp, and you're just like, even from the trailer, you're underestimating. You're going to be like, oh, they're going to totally, everything's going to go wrong. But it turns out throughout the movie that they're actually, the two brothers are really smart, and they pull off a lot that you wouldn't have expected from the trailer. You're thinking, oh, they're just going to be rednecks.
Well, here's the thing about the whole plot of the heist. This is one of the kind of fundamental flaws I felt with the film. From the trailers, like you say, you expect the two brothers to be kind of incompetent and slow, and them to get into trouble because they haven't done something properly. And also the title Lucky Logan, you expect, oh, they're going to get, something's going to be unlucky maybe, so it's like an ironic title. But they plan the heist perfectly. It's like such a complex plan that they have, and they pull everything off without really any kind of hiccups. So any moment that they had where there could have been something funny happened or amusing happened, it felt like everything's really going to plan. Even bits where something you think, oh, something has gone wrong, it turns out at the end, no, that was actually part of the plan as well. So there's no real comedy of...
But at the time, you don't know that. I know the bit you're talking
about. There's only one bit...
Yeah, like, but like you don't know that that's meant to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You
that was one of the most hilarious parts. I won't spoil it if you haven't seen the movie, but there was a moment where it was the kind of slapstick comedy that you expected. But that's the kind of thing I was expecting it to be a comedy of. They're getting in trouble, or it's like a really tight or close escape, and I never really felt the tension of they're ever going to be in trouble. It felt as though like this is just going perfectly. Even in something like, I don't know, like the Ocean's 11 movies, there's always moments of drama where you think, are they going to get caught? Someone's going to see them? And it's kind of these narrow margins. Where in this film, you just didn't feel like they were really under any pressure.
I felt like there was times because they are just like, it's so like haphazard. It's just like five guys, because it's like Joe Bang's brothers as well.
Yeah.
Who are like the two kind of stereotypical redneck guys who are haven't got a clue what's going on and are just terrible. But the thing that like brought the tension for me was like they're just normal regular people, and how are they actually going to pull this off? It doesn't seem like they can or they will.
Yeah.
And that's the tension, is like they're bound to fail because it's just like
there are a couple of moments which I'll mention which highlighted what I'm talking about. One was when Joe Bang's brothers just walked in somewhere right past the security guard. Like, no pass required. It just seemed like the plot had a lot of moments which were very convenient. Conveniently, people forgot about security protocol or things just so this plot could actually happen. Because it would have been stopped at so many points. It just, everything seems too easy for them. That's what I felt. There wasn't enough
time. Oh, right.
Funny moments coming from their situation. Like a heist movie, especially this kind of heist movie with these characters who are... Yeah, perhaps haphazard, like you say. There's so many opportunities for comedy that I felt the film didn't really take. It seemed like it was missing the opportunities that it was setting up. So there was never I felt like it was building something and there was no payoff of a really funny moment of something happening. It was just like, oh, and everything worked perfectly and we got out and it was all okay.
I liked it, I think, a lot more than you did.
Yeah. I think we've made that clear.
Yeah, we've made that clear. There's some. I feel like the pacing of it wasn't that great. It's a little bit slow in places, and it is more about the planning of the heist and how it's all going to work out, and the little details and certain things like somebody's not driving a stick car or it's an automatic. There's loads of little details that are played in throughout the thing. It's all setting up, building to the actual heist. So there's loads of little things in there. I feel like it's trying to be maybe slightly more political and talk about America. And the American dream, because it's all about robbing a NASCAR thing.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, well, NASCAR is America. It's like, you're making us rob America.
Yeah, they did kind of play up the South.
But they don't... I feel like they don't really go into the depth of that as they maybe wanted to, or maybe there wasn't that there.
Yeah. And,
but it's just... For me, it's just a really fun heist movie. And there's some really good actors in it. There's really good performances. Adam Driver and Channing Tatum are really good together. And it's nice to see Daniel Craig doing something a bit different, where he's not playing this really kind of suave and calm, either like James Bond or like a drug dealer in Layer Cake. He's this really terrible bomb expert who's using gummy bears to blow up in a safe, which is something you wouldn't really see. I feel like it was interesting to see him playing that kind of character.
Yeah, that one of the things that I did like about the movie were the performances. I thought all of the actors did a great job, especially the main three. Like, Channing Tatum's become quite popular now as a leading man, and I thought he did a great job with the daughter and his family relationship. I thought Adam Driver did a good job with the kind of... Like I say, the comedy was fairly subtle or dry. It was pretty dry humour, mostly. Well, you really had to be listening out for the jokes.
I did get some laughs, though. Get some laughs in the movie, in the theatre.
Yeah, I suppose it was like the expectation, but there were laughs in there, but you kind of have to be paying attention. Like, there was a very subtle scene where he's got, like, his arm's kind of been blown up because he was in the war, and he's got a fake... Well, it's like from the... it's like the bottom half of it, lower half.
That was
of his
about
arm.
10 minutes of film, they explained that.
The lower half of his arm is like a prosthetic, and they go to like, the guy goes to like put handcuffs on him and just looks at like the prosthetic arm. And that's kind of the kind of humour throughout the movie. It's like very subtle, it's not laugh out loud jokes, but it's like, oh, that's quite amusing. So yeah, the acting was really good. Daniel Craig's performance was great. And I think everyone else, mostly in the movie, was really good.
Yeah, there's some, and there's a lot of like really famous actors that are doing like very small parts and stuff as well. Which you've got that's fun to look out for as well.
And the bit when the film like was most effective, I felt, was during the heist and the getaway and them breaking out of the prison. And these kind of moments was the most kind of exciting parts of the film. And there was, like we say, there was some good writing. It was a little patchy. It was parts where there was, like, very few jokes, and it was really taking its time to get going, and then it'd be quite punchy, and, like, a lot of jokes coming thick and fast.
There's a lot of rumours that it's Steven Soderbergh directing it, and he's also a cinematographer under a pseudonym. But the writer is Rebecca Blunt, who a lot of people say doesn't actually exist, and it's just Steven Soderbergh or his wife, or there's loads of rumours about who it could be.
Right.
But they're saying like that's the only thing that Rebecca Blunt's ever done.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of rumours if it is him or
so they don't know who wrote that, perhaps.
So who to praise there, I don't know, or who to not praise, depending on how you like the movie.
Yeah.
But I really liked it. I think like the pacing was maybe a bit off, and it isn't exactly what you'd expect from the trailer, but a lot of movies aren't like that. But I think like it's maybe trying to say a lot of stuff about America when it's got like the quarterback and he's got a dodgy knee and he's struggling to get by, and like the war veteran coming back and he's working a bar, and it just seems like these impossible characters that never get written about or never get big screen time. It's not like all these slick characters in Ocean's 11, it's now these
there were elements about their kind of, the kind of people who get maybe tossed aside in American society. What, like, once you're injured, or, like, war veterans, let's say. Yeah. And then you've got, on the opposite side, sort of NASCAR generating millions or hundreds of millions for its stars. So, yeah, there is kind of that commentary on wealth and greed and inequality. But again, like you say, they didn't play it up too much. Like, you kind of have to go to the film with these things. It doesn't really give you these things. Or emphasise them too much. I would say, like, if it was on television and you like the actors, like, it's a fairly enjoyable watch. Like, there are some funny scenes in it. For me, it just didn't have the kind of consistency of laughs or the impact that I hoped it'd have.
Yeah, I was about the same. I think there's some flaws in it, but overall, I liked it, and it's definitely worth a watch if you're going to see something. I think it's been released independently as well, so it's nice to see something.
Yeah.
That isn't through a big studio, so a big one, check that out.
Yeah. Well, it is like an original story, and it's kind of a fun thing to watch. I suppose, I mean, again, with these things, the intention of it probably wasn't to make a kind of hard-hitting social drama. It was just a bit of fun. It's just a film about them going to rob NASCAR and funny characters.
And they do seem like they're having fun as they make it too. Seem like they were having
fun. So I suppose in that sense it probably did what it was intended to do. So that was our review of Logan Lucky. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll be back again soon with another review.